Past seven.
Well, indeed, Cian McCormack is travelling the country at the moment to talk to voters about what will influence their vote on November the 29th. And today he's in Cork South Central. Cian, you were in Limerick and Galway last week. Housing, the cost of living, traffic, health, they were all occupying the minds of voters ahead of the election. Does that trend continue in Cork South Central?
Well, Audrey, like to answer that question, the issues are similar, just as in Limerick and Galway last week. Housing and the cost of living are dominant issues. Now, generally, people recognise that the economy is good. Cuts to tax, USC, and how much people are paying out on day-to-day costs are also certainly on the agenda. But when I compare Limerick and Galway last week to what I'm hearing in Cork South Central this week, the key difference in conversations is that here in Cork South Central, people are talking more about immigration. Now, looking at government figures, there are 523 international protection applicants accommodated in the city and 1,428 Ukrainians. That compares to 1,722 asylum seekers accommodated in Galway City and 750 Ukrainians. Now, here's an example of the immigration issue raised by a man from Glasheen who I met in Douglas yesterday.
My main issues, there's a lot of them there, like, but it's the housing is the big one.
How does this affect you?
It affects me because I have two sons and they're paying outrageous rent. It's hard going, they're never going to get on the ladder.
So housing is your number one issue. Anything else for yourself then?
Immigration then as well, like.
And how is that an issue?
It's an issue because there's an awful lot of people coming in here. Nobody should be allowed in whatsoever without ID.
And what about people who are seeking refuge, escaping their country for various reasons?
I don't buy into that either, like.
And how does it affect you then?
Because they all have to live in buildings over here, so accommodation for everybody, for the native Irish people, is becoming scarcer and scarcer.
Did you ever have to work abroad?
I did, yes.
And where did you go?
I worked in London.
So you went abroad to work yourself?
Yeah, because there was nothing here really.
But, you know, people coming here to work maybe because there's nothing in their countries.
I only went over as far as the UK at the time, you know what I mean?
Same difference really, isn't it?
You could say that. But like, I went over, I worked, I paid for my own accommodation, I got my own accommodation. I did have to get off my own back.
I have to say, people are generally shy about talking about the issue, you know.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because people don't want to be called racist. I mean, you can say my opinion is racist if you want, but I don't think it's racist. None of the parties have any plans to tackle my concerns, but I don't know when I'm going to vote. Nobody will stand up and talk the way I talk because they'll all be called racist, so no one's going to be able to tackle it.
Now, later in the programme, Audrey, we'll also hear how housing, the cost of living and satisfaction with the way things are going on are talking points with people here in Cork South Central. But until then, it's back to you in Dublin.
Chat to you later, Cian. Thank you very much indeed. It's 5:30.